Hare Krishna, here we are back in Budapest, and it's cold here, there's snow on the ground, certainly wintry weather. England was quite mild by comparison, but it's nice to be back, and I'm just preparing, getting ready for some meetings. I've been sort of out of touch here for the last month, and or at least not in touch as I usually am. Want to thank all the devotees in the UK who really participated in that tour, either directly who traveled with us, or those who helped in preparing, hosting, cooking, and so many other things. It was really quite a memorable event. We traveled, I don't know how many miles we traveled, but we traveled the length and breadth of the UK, and or at least from Scotland down to Brighton, out to Wales. I think we stayed either 23 or 25 different towns and venues, which means that we slept in as many different houses, and then from there we went to different places to hold programs, and sometimes in between we went to certain other places for lunch. So it was an exciting and eventful trip, and very fruitful. The reception was wonderful. Leadership was very hospitable. Devotees were very anxious to hear about Radhe Shyam and to get Navaraja Mahima. And the end result of which is that everyone was very eager also to come and visit New Brajadam, at least those who hadn't yet visited. So I foresee a real influx of devotees to Hungary, specifically New Brajadam. And of course, that's the part of the plan, to invite others to Radha Shyam Sundar's home and their place of pastimes. One thing that I didn't mention is that in my travels, I'd had a health consultation with Dr. Sundar Nanda, foremost urologist of in England, and had some tests done at his clinic, and came to a conclusion that I should have a operation as soon as possible. And that's something that I checked with my local doctor here. He's also in agreement. Now the question is whether to have it in Hungary or to have it in the UK. The advantage of having it in the UK is that I can do it more quickly than going through the health services here, and that would give me time to properly recuperate before going to India at the end of this month, which was my plan, end of January, because I'd like to take a few weeks break before the GBC meetings. And so we're just finalizing the where of that. Doctor's in agreement that we should have it. Another question, where do they have it? If it's in the UK, it would be in early January, which would mean that I would be there again up until the Holy Name weekend that we have, which will be on the 12th, 13th. And a little update on the girls who were in the car accident in Sweden. Of course, Balabi Kanta has been back here in Hungary for quite some time. But I spoke to her, and as far as I know, yesterday she had to have an operation. She went to Kapushwar Hospital, my hospital near the farm. And they told her that the way her arm had been bandaged or plastered was not complete, correct. So they're having to operate on her, which is a shame. And Madhurakshna, who's out of hospital, she's staying at the home of Adigopi, Dvoti in Sweden. And we're in touch with a specialist here in Hungary, and they've sent her the biodata as well as x-rays, so that he can at least say when she's ready to come back and come back here, and then deal with her. Similar with Atisundari, who, when I spoke to her, she said she was going to be discharged tomorrow, and then we'll send her information also to the doctor and see when he says that she's ready to return. Other than that, I have meetings over the next coming days, and then Gita Jayanti over the weekend. That will be very nice again. Reading and chanting Bhagavad Gita. Devotees sponsoring hopefully many books and then distributing them themselves. And then I plan to go visit my mother, who's really not doing very well, for Christmas. And then we'll be back here again. So apologies for not having a podcast yesterday, but it was a traveling day, practically speaking, the whole day, and we shall resume the podcast from here on. And thank you very much, and yes, all the best to everyone, and a thank you to all those who gave such wonderful support to our team, who participated in the team in the UK, and for the distribution of Rajamani and glorification of Radhe Shyam.